as after Porcupine, it went down a little bit, and mm-hmm. Porcupine dumped into it, and they called it Crooked Creek from there mm-hmm. on. Then. So that's why it had so many names.
Well, then it had been up there at the confluence of Mastodon and Independence.
And the hall went out mm-hmm. on, and they just, it was setting up on the left wing of Independence. Mm-hmm. And they'd, the hull was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they just built this new wooden hull, and that's all 3-inch planking. Mm-hmm. Now they don't have the hull of planking on that yet, but
mm-hmm.
I went to work. They had it about this far along when I went to work there.
And that was about 1936?
That was 36. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was cutting wood for the dredge up mm-hmm. Porcupine Creek. And, the name was Sam Cotton, with a superintendent on the dredge then. And he walked up there one morning, I was all alone up there. The mosquitoes were so thick. And he asked me if I wanted to go to work. And Bill Grip, he remembers another way. He said, oh, it was all three, but now I know I was alone. Bill and the other fellow, they were up there, all right, and cut wood for a little while. I was a cook, I remember that. Pretty lousy cook.
Well, but now, after they put the hull on it...
I think that might not be me, but mm-hmm. it looked like.
Did they mine down to Miller House then, from Mastodon?
Oh, yes, that had all been mined, not in Wheaton. That was mm-hmm. before...
Well, how did they get the dredge from here down to below Miller House? After they put it in the new hull?
Well, we hauled the machinery from,
mm-hmm. I see.
From up there, up on Independence, mm-hmm. down to where they built this new hall, which is only about 4 miles,
mm-hmm.
5 miles maybe. I was on the truck mm-hmm. hauling wood, but every so often when they'd have a certain amount of machinery. But now the engines and all that was brought down on sled. I know the truck I had with me.
Yeah.
That was a very truck, but it wasn't big enough to haul. It's that old truck that's out here.
It is.
Or is that the ship, just the Ford?
I'm not sure.
I've got to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of them trucks, a 1935 Ford. The one that mm-hmm. was put on.
Mm-hmm.
I worked hand labor for quite a while, and I drove things for them too, off season. A lot of the cords of wood with that old truck.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, of course, that's Bill.